Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, no. You put salt in the water. You don't get water out of the sea in Manhattan.
You know, that's actually funny.
Mingya, what are you talking about?
Funny you bring it up. That's Carrie's favorite brand of bottled water is seawater.
Seawater. Oh. Where is Mrs. Spiewak today?
She's working.
Thank you for that. Catch you next week. Maybe we will. Why don't you tune her up and see if we can slide her
if
in.
If you guys are separated, it's okay. You can let us know.
Or if she's dead, Rob, please, we're your friends. Let us know.
I will send you a picture of her holding today's newspaper.
Yes, that is a must.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, Oscar.
Sir, have you ever played Mahjong? I'm trying to find a few friends and play Mahjong.
You mean Mahjong?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
That's an extremely old game. I was going to suggest for you and Shannon was a game called Dream House.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
TMOS cocktail party. Which one is this? Is this four, five,
this
six?
Is four. Four.
The fourth one,
this
yeah.
is number four. You know, I didn't talk to you guys about it before the show, but I had an idea, and then maybe you can tell me. It's not a big deal if anybody can't make it. I'm thinking for our West Coast friends next week, we'd like to do a time change with the cocktail party. So a lot of people have been saying, hey, can you do it for us? So as opposed to four, we will be doing a 7 p.m. start.
Woo!
Next Friday for the TMOS
It'll
cocktail
party. It'll be like a
party.
Real party, huh?
Yeah, it might be like a real party. We may pregame for that.
Yeah.
We may welcome everybody pregaming
for
that. I may bust out the smoking jacket. Holy might have
wow.
to.
Wow.
Well, for that, I might actually put some makeup on my forehead to cover the blotches.
Oh, blotches.
Or we can, like, exfoliate them.
Look at you. Look at your young skin. Not a mark on it. Look at me. Sun damage.
Definitely sun damage.
Also, Mike,
Rob doesn't have any age spots
you've lived
yet.
You've lived a tough 6 decades. It hasn't been an easy road.
Yeah,
but
a
Rob
lot of time in the sun.
Rob doesn't go outside, does he?
What?
Rob doesn't really go outside.
No, I'm like veal.
It'll spoil.
Hey, Oscar, you know, once again, at the beginning of the show, Oscar has not, you know, no waiting for the insult. Are you indicating that I have hard miles on me? Is that what you're saying?
He's a hard 60 or
that
something?
That I'm a hard 60?
No,
Carla was describing a hard Florida 50.
Oh, yeah.
That she
if
saw
looks
at the grocery-
could kill, this guy killed me twice today at the grocery store when I went.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was horrible. Yep. He looked at me. He looked at my hands. I was wearing my pink gloves.
Yeah.
And then he looked at my face, and I was wearing a mask. And this is as he's walking out, and he turns his head, and he looks my hands, my face. And then he kind of gives me this look like, what are you doing? I'm like, okay, that was strange. Then I go outside, and there he is driving by at the same time, giving me that same exact look. Wow. I didn't know how to take it, but if looks could kill, he killed
that's
me.
That's different. That's the type of guy that's eyeing you up and see if he can fit you in his trunk. We're talking
This was bad. and he was a hard 50, by the way.
Okay,
a hard Florida 50.
I think I told her, I think it's just that look that she gets still to this day. Since the whole time we've been married, which is I want to climb on.
I don't think so. He couldn't see my face. I had a mask on.
Don't really necessarily matter.
Some people are into that.
Oh, yeah. I bet that. Mm-hmm, I never thought of that one, Rob.
Sure.
Hey. That's terrible.
Stifle.
Welcome. A big shout out to the TMOS listener of the day, Rob Ford. A little shout out going out to Rob Ford right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Oscar's had a day today. That's awesome.
Can you tell us about it all?
No, I cannot. No, I definitely cannot.
No, he told
darn.
Rob and
I can definitely
it.
Not. Cannot.
He,
yes,
he told
yes.
Rob
darn.
And I about it. What did you do today? Oscar's been running around with 14 jobs. What did you do today?
I did some work for Podcast Village. I also went through emails, wrote some copy for next week, and took care of some stuff for Andrew. There's some stuff going on. I did some Trump audio too as well.
Good for you.
Wow, he was busy.
It's gonna be a solid audit.
Back at ya.
A solid audit, Mike. Don't you know? Don't you worry about it this weekend of going in everybody's hours and what they're doing.
Well, you know, everybody's trying to get by, and I have to make an apology to a celebrity chef, one of the original celebrity chefs, who was on CNN today and was, you know, they said Wolfgang Puck. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh my God, Wolfgang Puck. Oh, by the way, there's Carla drinking out of her. That's her Dirk glass. Thank you once again, great. Dirk Fastrick.
That is great.
Sending a beautiful margarita glass that
it holds a bottle and a half of Cabernet
that Carla has filled with wine.
Cartoon size.
Before we get going, I am enjoying a G&T.
Ooh, a
little gin and tonic.
And how do you like that
in a Moscow
gin?
Mule glass? What's that?
How do you like the gin?
It's delish. It's the Kirkland Company again. When I bought my Irish whiskey, I bought the gin. It's absolutely tasty,
cool.
Tasty. What are you enjoying, Rob Spiewak?
Classic, Mike. Even sliced a lime today. Cuba Libre, drinking rum.
Ooh.
And Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola.
Real Coca-Cola.
Mexicano.
Oh, the real Coca-Cola.
That can't be good for your diabetes.
That's a good buzz right there.
You're fun.
Oscar using his go-to,
I'm back, baby.
The Jack. Is it the Jack and Diet again?
Yes, Jack and Diet. It's a go-to right here.
Excellent. And, of course,
I hope you enjoy it and don't choke.
We are taking your phone calls as we often do. And by the way, the calls are already winning over the listeners as multiple ideas coming on each and every day with email after email on what they suggest we should do as opposed to taking phone calls.
Really?
That's how I know the calls are winning once again.
Winning.
And I get it. I understand.
We've got Shannon
now
on the ones and twos. Shannon, thank you for joining
us.
She's excellent on the phones. Yes. Yeah.
Shannon, I can't see you, but how are you?
She's got to unmute herself. Oh, no, you know what? She's actually taking calls. Oh, there she is. She's cranky.
You're cranky today?
Cranky.
That's all. Nothing more needs to be said.
But the lines are locked, Mike. The lines are locked.
All right, let's dive right in. Let's on the TMOS cocktail party, right at the beginning of the show, we'll take a phone call. Hello, this is the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party. Who's this? What are you drinking? And where are you calling from?
This is Mike from Kensington, Maryland, and drinking Cherry Coke Zero and Crown.
Nice.
Ah, oh, that's a lovely little combo. Nice little flavor profile there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate it. I was wondering, I'm not sure where I came in, but...
appreciate it.
What's that, sir?
Go ahead.
Can I tell a joke?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. You know, that's always dangerous. Tamara, what the hell? It's Friday. This isn't a regular show. So we, you know, we don't really.
This is not racist.
Hold on. Let me get my, I got three sound effects for your joke, okay? You're going to hear this if it's not that great a joke. You're going to hear this if it's a good joke. You're going to hear this. If the joke cannot be played, all right? I mean, if it's that bad or it's long, and let me see. Yeah. If it's a great joke, you will hear that. All right, so go ahead. What is your name, sir?
Mike
from Kensington, Maryland. We'll get your address later if it's a terrible joke. Go ahead, share it with us. And I'm not going to diminish your joke. Go ahead. Lay it on us, pal.
Okay. All right, perfect. So there's a lion. It's the middle of the dry season in the Sahara Desert. It can't find anything to drink. It finally finds a puddle. It puts its lips to the puddle, lifts its tail up in the air. Then a gorilla comes running out and gives the lion the old Liberace, if you know what I mean. The lion turns around and is like, what the hell was that? The gorilla goes running off into over top of this hill. Over top of the hill, there's a bunch of tents and nobody's in them. The gorilla jumps into a tent, picks up the New York Times, puts on a fedora, crosses its legs, and the lion comes chasing after this gorilla. It's looking around, then it pokes its head into the tent and goes, hey, have you seen a gorilla running around here? The gorilla goes, do you mean the gorilla that just effed you in the ass? The lion goes, it's already in the papers.
I'm sorry. That is that. I'm going. Now, listen. Mike, I'm going to buzz you because
it's such an old joke.
But it's just
the papers.
And it was so clunkily handled.
It was a bit, but it, yes, he would have gotten that. You were so close to the ding.
Very close.
And we didn't blow you up. And make us laugh is fine. And we'll probably have to do some skillful editing with that. But what the hell? Thank you, Mike. Thank you very
much. That reminds
much
me though,
call.
Mike, that on the bonus show today, and remember, everyone can stream the bonus show today for no charge. So we invite you to stick around.
Yes.
On the bonus show we teased last week, I'm going to tell the dirtiest joke I tell.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, really?
That's
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Teased it last week. Don't forget.
That is
dirty
exciting.
Dad
can
joke.
You come up a little bit?
No, it's really not a dad joke
I'm just
at all.
With you. I like your dad jokes.
It'll make you blush.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
It's just already in the papers.
Just getting Carl a little
better?
Closer. That's much better.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take another phone call. Hello, 888-920-MORE, Mike O'Mara Show Cocktail Party. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Chad from Marengo, Iowa, Mike.
Marengo, Iowa. Rob, do you have Ringo? Do you have Marengo? Do you have Ringo, Johnny Ringo?
You mean the one by Lorne Greene?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have that? Do you have that handy? Can you tell us where you're from again, sir?
Marengo, Iowa.
Chad from Marengo, Iowa. And where exactly is Marengo, Iowa?
Oh, it's about a half an hour west of Iowa City, so home of KCJJ.
And have you been a loyal listener to our lone and proud only affiliate in the United States, KCJJ?
Of course, from day one.
We have to talk to Steve Bridges next week on the show.
Well, if the
we'll
Rona
do one
didn't
of our
get him.
Calls.
Mike, I'm curious if the owner of the Washington Redskins, the former owner, ever mentioned this town.
He lay face down on the
Marengo.
Gun in his hand.
He shot was near Marengo. He was Marengo. All right, that's all. I'm sorry I made you get that because I can't talk over it. Because I forgot there's all that dialogue.
Yeah, they messed it up with the lyrics.
Marengo.
Marengo.
Marengo. It was Marengo, Iowa, and here's Chad. Chad's calling in and talking to us. Chad, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm calling. I hear you playing board games with your son and wife there. And
Battleship arrived today, Chad. Battleship came to the O'Mara household.
And that's what I want to talk to you about, because those are mass market ones. And the board game industry over the last 10 years has really gone through like a golden age, you know, where even right now there's a game on Kickstarter that's earned $8 million, and there's still a couple weeks left. And there's so
many other
games.
You mean as far as the resale of the original versions of these games?
No, people creating brand new board games. You know, there are thousands of games being created each year, and people just don't see them. You know, and there's a lot of money being made. So I just wanted to, for each of the TMOS members, I wanted to suggest a board game, you know, because that's a good way to get your mind off of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think that the little board games are being suppressed by big board games?
I think big board game is actually suppressing those little board games, those little companies, absolutely.
But Trouble. Let's talk about Trouble for just a second, Chad.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Chad, you know, the more Carla and I play, the more I realize that game is... It's quite possibly the best chase game ever made.
It's so much fun.
With the Pop-O-Matic.
Wow. You know,
Chad, I know. I'm just a big fan.
This
is there anything you can suggest that would maybe that would match the joy that we've gotten out of the simple childlike board game Trouble?
Yeah, I have one that will get your gambling that you're missing going for you. It's called Wits and Wagers. And little Michael can play, Carla can play, you can play. There's just questions in there that nobody knows about that the answer is. You know, and you have a dry erase board. You put your answer down on the board. You put it out on the board, and everybody then votes, or they bid, on who they think is correct. And if you are correct, you actually get all the chips coming back your way.
Ooh, maybe that's something that we can play.
So it's kind of like, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like a Trivial Pursuit with gambling.
Correct, but the questions, you're never going to know the answers. Like, I just pulled a card out before I called, and the question was, when dressed, how many holes does SpongeBob SquarePants have on his front? Nobody knows that. You're writing down the numbers, and you can use the Price of Right, technique where if you think everybody's gone over, you can bet on one. And so then you can actually double your money by thinking everybody else has gone over.
I'm a little unclear. Is there always a right answer that you have to, like, guess? Is it like Balderdash in that way? There's like three made-up answers and one that's real?
No, it's just like Price of Right. It's whoever's
Price of Right,
without,
Mike.
Right. It's whoever's closest.
Do you mean Price is Right? You're saying Price of Right. What's price clicking, right. by the way? What is that clicking that I'm hearing?
It's him just clipping.
Oh, okay.
Just like Price is Right, it's the closest without going over.
May I ask a question real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, Oscar.
Sir, have you ever played Mahjong? I'm trying to find a few friends and play Mahjong.
You mean Mahjong?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
That's an extremely old game. Game I was going to suggest for you and Shannon was a game called Dream House. There are games for everything you can think of. You can even put a stove in your house. But you there isn't a card I looked where you would fall through the floor, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
You compete with each other in designing the house, and however it works best, the rooms being closest to each other is how your points are.
I hate my house, sir. I'd love that game.
Oscar, do you really want to learn how to play Mahjong? I have a beautiful set of tiles.
No, I just don't have friends, and I figure that no one else
does.
Do
you know how to play Mahjong, Rob?
I've never played because I've never found anyone that would want to learn to play with me. Hold on, let me get my tiles.
If you
I'll
come
right
here...
You have the tiles?
Everybody plays Mahjong here.
Is Mahjong the game that they play in Crazy Rich Asians?
Yeah, older women were at the big club.
Let's see your tiles. Okay. Call, you stay on hold.
See his tiles. Right.
Thank you.
There he goes. Man. Let's see Rob's tiles.
He dressed up today.
He's going up the stairs right now.
No. He keeps all his gaming stuff down in his little cage.
I know. I love. At least he's got a fireplace.
Yeah, I like that. What's in front of it? A gong?
It's a gong.
Yeah. Used to be in your home.
What?
Oh, that's right. That's we had a gong.
You actually own that gong if you want it back.
We want it back, damn it.
Boy, you see little signs.
Yeah,
of
he takes.
Crypto.
Pilfer, he's a taker. Yeah, he's a taker.
I found this firewire. I was like, you better not steal from here. I got cameras everywhere.
I tell you. Chad, thank you for the call and thanks for the game. Do you have any more games or is that it?
I do. Rob, I have one called Networks. You're actually creating shows. You're hiring stars. You're hiring ads for the shows. You watch the shows go up and down in popularity. You get rid of them, put new shows in the place. For Little Mike, I have two of them here. One called Little Rhino. It's kind of a card stacking house game, and whoever has the roof they have to put on, it tells how the next person has to put down their cards, and you build it higher and higher, and there's a rhino that you have to move around sometimes and try not to collapse it. And one final one for him that he would probably enjoy playing with Mike and Carla there is a game called Suro. It's spelled T-S-U-R-O, and it's all about having tiles that have paths along them, multiple paths, and you lay down a tile, you take your pawn, and you move it along that path. Well, eventually all these paths are going to start interacting with each other, and you're going to try and make the other person fall off the edge of the board.
Where do we get all these games?
Yeah, why don't you send them to us as gifts?
Show, Amazon portal.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Walmart,
the Amazon.
Walmart.
You went along with that. Thank you. Amazon.
Sorry.
By the way, do you hear what Bezos did for all the wonderful people that still have Amazon in their life, Mike?
What's that? No.
Because this is what they do.
Thank you, Chad. Bye-bye.
So we are Walmart Target guys, for the record, right?
We got boned.
But Amazon, watching the nightly news, like some influencers and affiliates may have a problem because Amazon has just updated their affiliate program where they used to give you 8% for furniture or home office equipment.
Right.
Now they give you 1%.
Yeah, he's a bastard. Yeah, and he's got $140 billion, and he can kiss
imagine?
My ass.
People so that's start, less, head people start buying furniture because they need home furniture because nobody can leave their house
right.
for their office. They see that right away, and they just cut them off at the knees.
Yeah, I mean, he got what he wanted out of everybody like us,
and
advertising
poor,
for free,
his
basically.
His poor first wife.
Oh, yeah. She's okay. $36 billion. Yeah, that'll buy a nice second home. Rob, let me see your titles.
There was too much crap in the closet. I couldn't find it. I'll have them
Damn,
for the bonus
Rob.
Show. There,
Damn.
The closet's a disaster.
Oh, no. I bet that's killing you.
Yeah.
It is. You know what? No one in my family lifting a finger.
Failure.
So disappointing.
Very bad.
Let's take another phone call. Hello, Mike O'Mary Show. You're on the air. Hey, Grease. I'm calling from Dale. Hello, who's this? And where are you calling from?
Hi. Hi, this is Gail calling from Springfield, Virginia, and I am enjoying fruit wine today.
Oh, I love Moira Rose. Fruit wine. Yes. Fruit wine. A wonderful day for fruit wine, yeah. Isn't it? In Springfield, near nothing's better sitting by the mixing bowl than enjoying fruit wine, isn't it, Gail?
Yes, it is lovely today. I just want to say, I got to thank you guys so much. You, first of all, if you don't live in the DMV area and you don't ride the Metro, you don't know how accurate you are with the Metro conductor voice. I love it, absolutely. And when I ride the Metro before I started teleworking and I got on one of the old trains,
right,
I always wanted to whip out my phone and hit record because that's what it sounds like. The new ones, you can hear the recordings, but the old ones, when the conductor has to talk into the microphone.
Yeah, it's sad that that went away. I love that impression so much because for those of you around the country, and many major cities, of course, have their own subway systems, but we have the DC Metro, and the DC Metro is hysterical. It's hysterical for a variety of reasons because, well, you've got all the white devils that are making their way into the inner cities from the suburbs. And, you know, for like the game or the, you know, the special day or the inauguration.
I don't want to drive into the city to see the Capitals play, so I'm going to pick it up in Falls Church.
And they're wide-eyed and morons, and they've never ridden it before. And you just see them like all with their jerseys on or whatever event they're going to. And then in the old days when you'd have to rely on the conductor to tell you where you were stopping, the DC Metro lacked a bit of quality. And the guy, I think originally it was not a recording, it was the guy at the front of the train.
Yeah, it was the pilot. The pilot.
Who was announcing the stops. And it would sound, just for Gail and everybody else, it would sound something like this. I'm waiting for the ding dong.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, Howard's line. That's the orange line. You know. Yes. Stopping at Foggy Bottom. Yeah. You know, doors open on the patio.
And no one.
Doors are opening on the
If you get on an old train, you still get that, and it just cracks me up whenever I'm on an old train.
Still alive.
That's great. So they do have some trains that don't have the recordings. They have some trains that have the guys
it's
that
still
are
alive. Yeah,
that's pretty great. Still alive. That is awesome. I love that. I love that call. Thank you very much. And are you surviving okay during the lockdown there, Gail?
Absolutely. I am, for the most part, staying at my house. I do have essential workers that do go out and work in their grocery jobs. But I tell them, bring stuff home. And
well, you know what? I thanked everybody at Costco the other day and thanked them personally. And I think that's what everybody should do. I think it means something to them. And it's kind of a cool thing to do for people. If you're out in the grocery store with your mask on and you walk up to somebody who's a manager or a cashier or a checker or whatever.
I said thank you today.
Did you?
And I did.
Was it met with a great deal of appreciation?
Absolutely.
All right.
And I did it because, you know, you
turn your microphone
mentioned.
Up a little bit.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll keep it. I'm not going to mess with my microphone.
Okay.
Well, all right. Stay safe, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Moira.
Thank you, Moira. Let's take one more call, and then we got to go to break.
Fruit
wine. Hello, Mike O'Meara cocktail party. My God, someone just fell down the stairs.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Hi. Hello. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Yes, sir. This is Robert from Sacramento.
Oh, hello there, Robert. Hi there.
Hi there.
How are you? You get that phone under control there, Robert.
Yes, sir. I was just walking my kids back from the park. So,
hey, how you doing, everybody? This is Robert. I just wanted to make a phone call. Oh, my God. All right.
How old are your kids, sir?
I have a 12. 10 and 6-year-old, all boys.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. Wow. Right. Do it for fun once in a while.
I got you pregnant again. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Robert, what can we do for you?
I just want to say I love you guys so much. And
well, we love you.
Oh. You know what? I love Robert even more.
Oh, boo. Enough. Boo this man.
What, Spiewak? Spiewak?
Obviously, Mike.
When you said Rob, stop it, people. When you said Rob, did you mean Rob Spiewak?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, he hit his head in the fall, you see. Wow. His judgment is not right.
A lot of fans out there, right, Flav?
Yeah, boy.
That's for sure. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. So would you be described as a mobber?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay, hang up on him, please.
Thank you. Thanks for the. And what are your kids' names, Robert?
I have Robert Jr., Marshall, who you sing happy birthday to, and Emmett.
Oh, cool.
Emmett?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you have an Emmett. That's
an Emmett Smith name.
I have a cousin Emmett as well.
Really?
Yeah.
What compelled you to name your child Emmett?
My wife says he's named after Emmett Smith, the running back.
Yes!
Oh, no.
Wow,
did she sleep with him in college?
Wow.
All right, Robert, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. All right. Hey, Rob, you got a mobber. Anything you'd like to say to the mob right now?
Yeah, if he's truly a mobber, that child was named after Emmett the Fix-It Man on the Andy Griffith Show.
That's Rob Spiewak. There you go. Start the show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
What I've seen, Peyton doesn't care about money.
He says he doesn't care about anything, but he does. There's just no telling what it's going to be. Let me tell you about your friend, Peyton. Me and him, Tyree, and a few others, we did a good bit of riding together a few years back. We were moving around a lot, where you have to, in that line of work. And somewhere along the line, we picked up this dog. And one of the boys took to feeding it, so it followed us everywhere. Anyway, this one time, we're leaving a little Missouri town in quite a hurry. Bunch of the locals out on our tail. And this dog somehow got tangled up with Tyree's horse. And Tyree went flying. Tyree was pretty mad when he jumped up, and being Tyree, he shot the dog. Didn't kill him, though. But before you know it, Peyton is off his horse, and he's holding his dog. He'd gone all strange on us, said we should go on without him. Hell, I thought he was kidding at first, but he wasn't. Tyree was ready to plug them both. All this with a posse coming down on us. I thought we were pals after all that riding we'd done together. All of a sudden, he's more worried about some mutt. Well, we did like he asked, and we left him. And he went to jail for a dog. You want to hear the funny part? Peyton didn't even like that damn dog.
It evened out in the end. They locked me up. The dog sprung me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That is a scene from a movie called Silverado. I appreciate that, Rob. That's an actor named Brian Dennehy, who we lost yesterday. A wonderful actor. You might know him from Tommy Boy.
Yeah, as, Tommy Boy. Tommy's dad.
Chris Blood.
Chris Farley's dad in that movie. And many other great movies. He has a cameo. Not really a cameo. He has a small role in the movie 10 with Dudley Moore that I think he's great as the bartender at the Mexican resort down there. Just always, and for some unbelievable reason, during a period of time on the Don and Mike show, people were saying that I looked like Brian Dennehy.
Holy shit.
Outside, outside of carrying extra weight,
without the glasses,
Brian Dennehy was much better looking than I, and I never understood that one.
And you know
all.
What? He
I
was
really
a charming, charming alien in Cocoon.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He was the guy that ran the boat in Cocoon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was the main alien in Cocoon. But, fantastic actor.
There's not anything wrong anywhere with the movie Silverado. It's like my dad's favorite film ever.
It may be the perfect Western, actually.
He is so dynamic in it. The way he fills up the screen and just takes... God, he's great. Safe
really,
home
really. If you've never seen it, if you are under lockdown right now and you want to watch a movie that is the Western event, there are two great Westerns that I will watch again and again and again. One is Tombstone. The other one is Silverado. I love Silverado. Yes, Oscar Santana.
FX. Like F and then X, he was in that movie.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. That's right. He's great in that.
And Ratatouille. Ratatouille.
He made a made-for-TV movie with the Grease Man.
That's
yeah,
right.
The Jack Ryan series.
Oh, God. Hey. Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're coming to you all over the world. Big Sandy, Montana. Otarishi, Japan. Covington, Kentucky. Sadiasfjothur, Iceland. Port Colborne, Ontario, Canada. Garfield, Washington. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. And welcome to everybody for our 4 p.m. Eastern Time cocktail party. Programming note that next Friday, for you West Coasters, we will start the show at 7 p.m. so that they can have their cocktail party as well. We are very, very excited about the way these are going. Thank you for bringing our numbers through the roof and so many people joining us for this. I think I have the idea why it might be happening.
Oh, I don't think she's so. You guys are so funny.
Thank you, Carla.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's such a great show to listen to.
Not really Oscar, but I mean, there's a lot of reasons.
There'll be a little something extra in your silk stocking this week. This program brought to you by Cornerstone. I talked to Cornerstone yesterday. I called and talked to, I think it's Joe Rogers down there.
Yeah, the guy.
And then Joe was going to transfer me over to Mark Livingstone, and I got hung up on. And then I called back, and Joe said to me, did he go through? I said, no, it didn't. I said, but just have him call me. I'm not going to leave a voicemail. And I want to say hi to Mark Livingstone.
Why am I calling back then?
I literally talked to Mark 2 days ago. I said, Mike says you don't talk to him.
Well, it was, you know, here's the weird thing. When I talked to, and they were having fun with this.
Cornerstone
is great. Did my mortgage great, with Joanna, and then I called, and then Joanna called me back last night. I didn't take her call, but they're very active and they're very proactive. And Joe Rogers, when I didn't get through, and I said, listen, I'm not going to leave a voicemail. Just tell him to call me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll talk to you soon. And then I never heard from Mark. So I Oscar, Oscar in particular, tell Mark I'm looking for him. Want to do that because
I want to talk to him
a word or two.
Well, they know how to get you, you know, the money you need. COVID-19 has the mortgage market and the rates market unsettled right now. It's more important than ever to talk with someone you can trust. Mark Livingstone and Company over at Cornerstone First Financial. They are the people that are going to help you with everything. They're in it for the long haul, and they will stay on top of all the latest developments, and they even offer a low rate guarantee. So if you need a mortgage, you need Cornerstone now more than ever. Call Mark at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. These rates will get back to their historic lows, so call now and get on board when the liquidity opens up. You'll already be in line to be locked in and to move on to closing. 202-625-1221 and see what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
You do that so well, Mike.
Oh, shut up. Okay, what are you doing? What are you doing today?
You guys have spent a lot of time together, haven't you?
Again, I am drinking. Is what did I'm
you
doing.
Did you spill something? Because that thing used to be full.
It's not anymore.
Hello, kettle. Did you happen to notice the IV drip that you had in that Kirkland bottle of cab about 2 weeks ago? That you drank like 4,000 gallons of wine.
This is the same bottle from 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, see. Good job,
Oscar.
You got to let your hair down a little more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be finished by now.
Well, you drink during the show.
Drink more.
But you were pretty loop-de-loo.
Yeah,
in
I was
week
hammered
two.
Last week.
In week,
no,
last week,
not last
it?
Week. Right. No. The week before.
No. We'll have more fun.
Fun is the best thing to have.
It is.
Let's get back to our phones right now at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. People calling all over the place. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? And where are you calling from?
This is P.B. Christine from the borough of Brooklyn over here.
Holly, you made it through again. How are you, my friend?
Oh, happy Friday over here.
Oh!
Hey, not for nothing. It looks like Colin needs a life raft with that frigging glass she's got.
Thank you. That's your friend Dirk Vastrick who sent that to us. And Dirk sent two along, and I preferred to have my gin in this vessel.
Which I thought was ridiculous. I could just pour it in there.
I'll have two, and the next one, make it a big fat one.
Okay.
Like me, a big fat one.
Yeah, speaking of that, I must say,
do you want to talk to Polly? Why don't you lean forward a little bit? It's like you're in a car. Yeah. Can you sit up, please?
I'm pretty jealous of that lobster that you were displaying on Facebook the other night. I'm just saying, it looked really good.
Lobster.
And I have a big craving.
Lobster. Polly was doing lobster.
Not for nothing. The boss did get a DM from me, and you guys could have the same lobster as a P1 named Joe Kenny. It was very nice to say the boss gets it first, and if I would like to have a few myself, and I said, of course.
I would have done the same thing.
You know, Pauly, Rob and Oscar should take advantage of that, because when it comes to the world of lobster, I mean, one of my best friends in Maine is a lobsterman, and we get lobster during the summer up in Maine. And to be clear, he is
a guy that goes and fishes for lobster. He doesn't have, like, mutated hands.
No,
and he's not
no,
on the side
no,
show.
No, no, no.
Like
no,
lobster
a lobsterman. A lobsterman is what you call. It's
not, he's not a sideshow guy.
It's not lobster.
He's not
man.
Set up next to Tim Bertinas.
It's a lobsterman. It's
okay.
Or in some places they would call him a lobster fisherman.
Okay.
You know, and in fact, we should have Zach on the show.
Oh
sometime.
My God.
Yes. Zach would love to be on the show.
Polly, what's the story with this lobster? You have to order it through your friend, your guy?
Well, you guys, I'm sure, will get the hookup like your boy did.
Oh. All right. We'll figure that
We're
out.
All about the hookup.
The hookup is when the lobster truck showed up sealed, and when they opened it, there was no lobster inside. I don't know what happened.
Polly, I have to tell you this, Polly, that lobster prices right now, it is not a great time to be in that industry. As your friend may or may not have told you, it's a very tough time for lobster. When the prices go way down, it's probably great for the consumers, but not all that great for lobstermen. And I will tell you, we had a Zoom call with my sister and brother-in-law who are in Maine right now, and they went over to the co-op, and the other night they enjoyed one each, 3.5 pounders that they got at the co-op, and it was pretty cool. And you know, when you think of a 3.5 pound lobster, go into a steakhouse and order one of those and see what it costs you. They got them, and they were fantastic and delicious. How were your lobbies there, Pauly? Did you enjoy them?
Very sweet, beautiful. You know, Debbie, she said if you take the sea salt and you put it in the water, it actually helps out the meat itself.
And she's right.
Well, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why she's why. I'm a bit of a, you know, I know my way
around
the lobby.
Himalayan or just regular?
Regular,
it doesn't matter. But I mean, you salt the water because if you were you guys ate lobster with us.
Yeah, but you made it. We just sat there.
Yeah, but I made it with seawater. I went down and got the water out of the ocean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and
I didn't know that.
Cooked them.
Damn.
So you cook them in the seawater. And the only way you can put them, never cook a lobster in regular water without salting the hell out of it. You have to salt the water.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever told you that down in Brooklyn was steering you in the right direction.
Yeah, but not
you
from the Hudson.
No. You put salt in the water. You don't get water out of the sea in Manhattan.
You know, that's actually funny.
Mingya, Oscar, what are you talking about?
Funny you bring it up. That's Carrie's favorite brand of bottled water is seawater.
Where is Mrs. Spiewak today?
Working.
She's working. Thank you for that. Catch her next week. Maybe we'll tune her up and see if we can slide her
if
in.
If you guys are separated, it's okay. You can let us know.
Or if she's dead, Rob, please, we're your friends. Let us know.
I will send you a picture of her holding today's newspaper.
Yes, that is a must, because I am starting to get concerned.
So hard right there with my hairline. Polly, anything else going on in Brooklyn right now?
Would you like a New York City update?
Please.
I would.
Yes.
Okay, well, finally, my union president got us. This is my first week off. I've been off the buses for the entire week. I start back on Sunday for 5 days, which is great. And starting at 8 p.m., it is mandatory that everybody traveling within 6 feet from people have to wear a mask.
Yes,
so
I heard that today.
Everybody's going to need to have a mask. And there's only supposed to have at least 24 people on the express buses now, no matter what.
Good, finally.
The safety part of it's finally happening.
Paulie, what is the capacity of the bus when they don't limit? If they're limiting it to 24, what is the full capacity when before the COVID?
Right, about 57 seated, and you can fit about 20 people standing.
So they've cut it by like 65% almost. That's wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. But you know what? You got to have to edit it here, Rob. It was a show on Monday because we're on a Sunday schedule, and there was like there was one bus that had a full standing load. And wow. Which was, and I have to blame the bus driver on that because he's the captain of the ship.
Yeah.
Right. And right. Absolutely. What's he doing?
Right. He should have X amount of people called up the radio and say, listen, I'm done, which I'm going to be doing because I got 20 more months, brother, and I'm done.
Yeah, baby.
So they're not getting nothing off of me.
Wow. Do you sense the mood in New York? Is there any, you know, we hear watching the news about flattening the curve. Do you get any sense things maybe getting better up in New York City?
You know, it is, Mike, but then like every day you're seeing yesterday there was 600 people dead. Today was 600. Yeah, yesterday 630 people died. The day before, 740 people died. So, I mean, the numbers are astronomical, man. It really is almost like you can't fathom in your head.
Right.
How many people are passing away.
It's why it frustrates me that you have, people that are actually protesting this stuff.
Because it doesn't make sense.
It's not in their backyard, and right. It's not happening to them, so what the hell. But when you realize these numbers, think about it. Go ahead, Oscar. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Paulie, I know this is probably not the time or the space, but you probably get some downtime this week, and I imagine there's probably 4 or 5 sandals or beaches offers right there in your inbox. Which ones will you be picking up for your next vacation?
Well, not for nothing. We were supposed to go away in May. That ain't happening.
And then
we were supposed to go away to Antigua in July.
Jesus, I'm so jealous. What?
It might happen.
You'll be fine in July. You'll be fine in July.
And then in August, he's going to the moon.
You know what, Oscar? In Jersey, they're saying there might be a summer for the beaches in Jersey.
Good.
We can still save August.
We can only hope. Yep.
Seaside,
Jersey,
here we go.
Sure, baby. Paulie, stay safe.
love you, Paulie.
Thank you, buddy.
Love you, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll take a break, take more of your phone calls, and we'll just chat about whatever you want to chat about. I meet a liberal in Southwest Florida. It actually happened today as Frankie was taking a dump. We'll talk about that when we come back and more fun. And also, I have found the anti-Tiger King show. If you think that's something that makes you hate humanity, you're going to find a show that might make you feel differently when we come back.
Well, that's no fun.
Thanks for walking over. Thank you. King's Thing. And now, here's Larry.
I got sand in my sock. I usually cry when I watch Bonnie Miller. Some of the toilets in my house don't work right. I lost my virginity to Charlotte Ray. The Bare Naked Ladies are all guys.
Why?
If you look up sexy in the dictionary, you see a picture of Suzanne Summers. Super Tuesday gets me hot. I think I spilled something. Billie Eilish should cut his hair. Buy the Team O's bonus show at MichaelMerrishow.com. That's on the internet, right?
Oh, sorry.
You'll laugh, boy. Buy it.
Favorite read ever. Buy it.
See, when you cross your legs like that, you need to get closer to the camera.
Mike, this is uncomfortable.
I know, because
I don't like being this close.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, I thought you meant the marriage.
It's intimacy.
Yeah.
It's like I'm touching you, and then you're centered, and then you want me to be right on top of you, and it just can't happen. You know what I need? I need another TV stand over here so I can have my own space.
Shannon is shaking her head in the affirmative right now. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And also, Mike, she'd like snacks. Would it kill you to make
and
some
I'm
snacks?
And I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable. I'm leaning. Right. My legs are crossed.
All right.
I'm going to take my shoes off.
Okay.
Oh. Poured myself another drink.
Yeah, get me one,
Who's
too.
With me? Oh, you need one?
Yeah, put it in the dirt glass.
Okay.
Will you put it in the dirt glass?
Yeah,
I think that's fine.
I would love to.
All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Ring. We're all home more than usual these days, but it's still hard to keep a close eye on things. That's why. More deliveries are coming, more boxes left unattended, and more chances for packages to go missing. Villainy, evil, treachery.
Mike,
treachery.
I have a story. Shannon's iPhone package arrived. A Ring video doorbell caught the package, arrived nice and sealed and clear. Would you imagine that the thievery happened before the actual package arrived to our house and we were able to prove it to Apple before it happened? Because we're like, hey, this is the box that arrived. You see, it was already closed. We opened it and it was empty.
Wow.
Yeah. So somebody went into the box and took the iPhone.
Before it arrived. And then they sealed it.
That's evil.
We have treachery. Video evidence.
That's treachery right there.
From video doorbells and security cameras to smart security lighting and alarm systems, Ring has everything you need to make sure your family and belongings are safe and secure. Anytime, anywhere. What, Rob?
Secure.
Secure.
Sometimes when I have alcohol at the very beginning, I tend to go into 50s announcer.
Yeah, like George Fenneman. You're doing great.
The all-new Ring Video Doorbell 3 is upgraded with additional security features. It works on any home with HD video and two-way talk. I have the Ring floodlight cam, so I can look at Maine. Get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit when you go to ring.com/TMOS. The Welcome Kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. It's all you need to start building a custom security or building custom security. It's all you need to start building custom security. It used to be a ring of security.
They changed it.
When did
it?
They change that?
They changed it.
It's new.
It's all. it's entirely different. It's all you need to start building custom security for your home today. Hello, I'm Moira Rose. In the lee of the camera view is a delicious fruit wine. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. We thank you. Really quick, before we get back to your phone calls,
yes.
Did want to mention this, everybody. The anti-Tiger King.
You've been teasing it.
Well, Michael and I decide that we're going to do a little video today. We're going to watch a little something. Got tired of movies and the kids stuff and the animated stuff. So I said, let's just go into the on-demand app and see what we can find. And I click on kids and I see Bindi Irwin and a program called Crikey. Grab the microphone, buddy. It's the Irwins, and he's getting his headphones. Look at this pro.
Yeah, he knows.
Look at this pro. Look at this pro.
Oh my god, Pony didn't learn that for like a little over a decade.
How did you like Friends? How did you like Crikey? It's the Irwins.
I liked it.
Wasn't it fantastic? What happened in the show that we watched? They did. What would they work? What animals did they work on? Do you remember?
A lot of kangaroos and one eagle.
That they let back into the wild. And cool. what did the boy? Steve Irwin's son, what did he do at the end of the show?
He swam with a Burmese python.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything about marsupials when they were talking about kangaroos, Michael? Did they use the word marsupial? No? Okay, I'm shocked.
Yep. What about...
way to go. Way to keep the show moving. Art Link Letter.
Jesus Christ.
He's 6 years old. Marsupials. Okay.
Yeah, they have a pouch in their belly so they can carry their kids around. I just thought that would be something they'd mention.
Gross. Right. Why would you even mention that to him?
That's Rob. Do you have anything you'd like to say to Rob?
Rob has something he'd like to say to Oscar, but he won't.
I've heard that before. I think I've heard that word before.
Get over here so the people
very cool.
Can
I'm glad
you
know that. Marsupials are pretty cool animals.
That's where Uncle Rob holds his snacks.
Would you like to talk to Rob? There's Rob right there.
Hi, Rob.
I'd love to talk to you, but I'm biting my tongue pretty hard right now.
Did you have a good day today?
Yeah.
And what are you mad at me about? I'm not making
you. Oh,
no. Dad was sleeping in my bed this night, and guess what? He's never, ever made his bed in his life.
Well, I've made my bed in my life. I just didn't make the bed your bed.
So. And he was sleeping in it. Who's ever sleeping in my bed asked to make it.
Why was I sleeping in your bed, though? Where were you sleeping?
I was sleeping in Mom's room.
I mean, excuse me, Daddy.
Mom's
happens,
room. Yeah.
Daddy, excuse me, Daddy. Daddy. happens to hang out there too, doesn't he?
Uh-huh.
That's Daddy's room. In fact, this is Daddy's house because Daddy is the...
No, he's not.
Daddy is the king.
Here's a word that goes with marsupial. How about this word? Breadwinner.
Yes.
Bread, thank you,
yes,
Rob.
Yes, so the question is this. So Daddy always says he never has to do anything. Why? Why does Daddy say he never has to do anything?
Because he's the king.
Thank you, Michael. All right,
true
go play.
Story.
Go play. All right.
Curse you,
king.
Dad. Curse you, Dad.
Wow. What the hell is that?
Curse you?
Curse you? Are you cursing me? That's it.
He's
so adorable. All right. Thank you. Put it up there. Don't press that. Don't touch that. Put it over there. All right,
he's
take
adorable until he starts practicing black magic and the Wiccan religion.
Yeah. There you go. Give me a kiss.
That's going in the woods.
Yep.
All right. See you later.
Pentagrams and whatnot.
Oh, I have a show.
Oh, there we go. Oh, she's got a show. A show. She's going to pull. Oh, there we go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She got most of it in the glass.
That's a big drink. A big drink.
I feel like Magda in Something
drink.
About Mary.
Whoa.
Hey. Top heavy.
Yeah.
Whoa, Jesus. Yeah. It's like a bucket.
Why don't you engage?
This makes me very
engage
uneasy.
The core when you take a sip.
Whatever you do not spill that. Spill that. Spill.
Yeah.
Do not
I love Steven
that.
Spielberg.
Spielberg.
So the show.
I don't
start
trust
with,
you. At
start
that.
With a 7-pound bag of party ice.
Yeah, that looks like it's at 45 degrees.
Can you transfer it?
The Leaning Tower of Gin and Tonic.
I'm not going to be able to deal with it. It's man. Tough. If you want to do it over there, you can do it. Whatever you want to do.
Pour
so
it
this
over
show.
The board.
Yeah.
This show, really quick, and I know. Oh God, we're late. Really, this show. It's just so I did not expect the emotional reaction I had. And it takes place at the Australia Zoo, where the late Steve Irwin, gained fame with his animals as the croc hunter and the, crocodile hunter. And,
sure.
It was just so touching. Bindi Irwin has
How
developed
she
into
turned
the,
out because she's so lovely. She spoke at his funeral. I don't know if you remember that.
She's beautiful.
Baby. Yeah.
She's a beautiful child, a grown woman now, and she just got married, and she's really just so soft-spoken, unlike her father, but she's smart and she's kind. And then the son, when you get him at certain angles, he is a ringer for his father.
Oh, wow.
And you've got the wife and it's all about conservation, and they have an on-site animal hospital where they bring these animals and recondition these animals, get them back into the wild. They take care of these kangaroos, and it's all about that. And I said, oh my, and you look at the property, which is this
gorgeous.
Sprawling property that's impeccably maintained. You just know these animals are well cared for. And you contrast that with the redneck king and how they just treated these
animals
horribly.
Have you seen episode, eight or seven?
The bonus episode?
I watched the bonus episode.
No, I never watched the bonus of the Tiger.
Oh, they Mike, have?
It's
they
have one more.
Oh, we have to do it.
I know.
And you can tonight.
You can tell it was shot right after the shelter-in-place order went in.
Right,
because
right.
They're doing everything they can to have Joe McHale at his house and then bring in all of the actual characters.
Right.
And it is... It's worth a watch. It is definitely worth a watch.
Really?
Oh, I
got the impression it felt so rushed that I didn't think it would have anything worthwhile.
When you have so much drama and so many characters, even the guy who got the new teeth and not the meth teeth. Like the idea that
Joe's husband.
Yeah, Joe's husband.
His first husband.
His first.
He reveals that when Joe first lost his first his second husband, that he went to see a shaman for about a month, but he should have gone to therapy instead. Pretty good.
Well,
pretty good.
You know what? If you want the opposite of that and want to feel great about you, man, and it made me choked up because you saw the kids.
That's sweet.
And are you okay?
I'm just trying to get comfortable.
Yeah, maybe another chair would be better for in here.
Yeah,
with not big arms on it. You know,
Mike, is it a series or is it a one-off? This Crikey show.
It's a series, and I got actually touched by it because it was
nice.
Something that when you really
believe you said she's married. She's married.
Bindi,
yeah, she
Bindi
is.
I looked at her for a second. I thought she
got
was
married
like
a week
15.
Ago. Yeah, she got married. No, she's much older than
just
that.
She had one of the first
22, 23.
One of the first high profile weddings that was a virtual distancing wedding. They didn't have anybody
I had no
there.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, she's dancing with the stars at one point.
Yeah, aww. Really, yeah. Really wonderful. So watch it. And here's the best part, the title of the show. Crikey, it's the Irwins. There we are. Crikey.
Love it.
We'll take a break, come back. We will get more of your phone calls.
Good.
When we come back on the TMOS Cocktail Party, every Friday for you, everybody.
Cheers.
We'll be right back. Cheers, everybody.
So why didn't you ask me, baby?
These are tough days. All this time spent cooped up with family can be tense. Makes you want to go out, run away, maybe disappear. Don't. Sit your ass down and stay home. Listen to Mike O'Mara and his boys. Shop on the banner. When all this is over, maybe we can visit Mexico.
You have to go further.
Rob, who's the author?
Chris Rowett. She's doing great work for us. We really appreciate
it. Wow, I like her voice.
Right? Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by MyBookie. I have to tell you something. The James Bond slot machine was burning up my hands. Not James Bond.
Oh, yeah, burning up so much that he was sitting there for hours on the end.
You mean hours on end or on the end?
Hours on ends. Playing that thing.
Hours on end? You mean?
Mike, that's it might even be more fun than watching Price of Right.
Rob, don't be mean.
I'm not.
Basketball is benched. PGA Tour, no more. You know, sports. No problem, because our friends at MyBookie aren't going to let you down. Stay sane and stay entertained with games like blackjack, roulette, slots, war, and more. Now, listen, you can go to MyBookie. You can click on live blackjack. And I am not kidding. You will get a real dealer
who is sitting dealer? There,
and you can play with a real live human being dealer.
It's
fantastic. There's no quarantine on fun, thanks to MyBookie. It's not just video poker.
God, I love
MyBookie has, I know. But you're worried
so
about this.
No, I'm really not.
I'm fine.
Do it. Yeah.
MyBookie has live casino dealers online. MyBookie has professional dealers at their tables, live on site 24/7. And sports fans, MyBookie has partnered with some of the leading esports brands to bring you wagers on virtual action straight from the court in NBA 2K20. I've signed up. I love MyBookie. I really do. You can trust an industry leader like MyBookie. They're reliable, upright. Best of all, they pay fast. When you win, that's the whole enchilada.
Yep.
Visit mybookie.ag. Use promo code TMOS for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit and a cash bonus all the way up to $750. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer. Good old TMOS. Mybookie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid, everybody.
Do it, baby.
And we all need money.
Yes.
Money.
Dive in. Dive in. Let's get right back to your phone calls. 888-920-MORE. Let's go to the phones. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who dis? Where you calling from?
Hi, Mike. This is Chris and Sean and Ellen, and we're off from Southern Maryland. And I'm drinking an exotic cocktail called Miller Lite, chased with Southern Comfort. Don't know if you've heard of those things. But,
it sounds like you are drinking Miller Lite and chasing it with shots. My God.
Good man.
How long have you been at it?
The light beer from Miller.
Yes. Trying that.
But anyway, my son and I would like to give you a live rendition of something we've sent to Rob Spiewak several times, and God bless him, he plays it on the audio vault. So, once again, boys, are you ready?
This is
Sean and Owen. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike!
Yes. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. Enjoy your Miller
Lite. Mike, we've never discussed Southern Comfort. Where do you weigh in on that cordial?
It's something that I have not. It is the key ingredient in... A rusty nail, correct?
A rusty nail is scotch
amaretto
and drambuie.
Amaretto sour, if I'm not mistaken.
Has amaretto in it.
Guy might know. What's a popular drink you make with Southern
Comfort?
He's gone. Okay.
Yeah, I know it pairs well with ginger ale. It's very sweet, but I know that's what my father drank the night I was born. So I'm sort of attached to
Southern
Comfort.
SoCo shots, Mike.
Not the night you were conceived.
It's like nice in college. College, WVU, reminds me of SoCo all day.
I think of SoCo, I think of a pretty bad hangover.
Yeah,
with
the
sugar
Mike,
content.
He did
right?
not drink it the night I was conceived because it's not legal to bring alcohol to a drive-in theater.
Okay, let's take another phone call.
Gross.
Hello, Mike O'Meara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. This is Ben from South Portland, Maine.
Hi, Ben. Oh, South Portland.
By way of Mount Desert Island.
Very good, Ben. How are you?
Mike, I'm doing okay. I hate my company. I'm an essential worker. We sell beer and wine, and my company sucks, and nobody is practicing social distancing at the office.
Oh, you know what, man? I'm glad you called. I want to do a dive on this for a second because, you know, when I think of somebody that works in an industry like yours, customer service, where you have to be on the front lines, I'm really kind of curious how difficult and are you scared to just go into the, you know, into the shop and have to deal with people?
Well, so here's the thing. I've got the best job in management, Mike. I don't manage anybody, but I'm in management. And in fact, I'm the guy, if you remember when Rofo was having his hookah experiment up on your porch in Hancock,
right.
I'm the guy that met Rob at the airport. With
I remember
and,
this
and
guy.
He gave
yeah.
you all the beer.
He backed up a van and filled my rental car with beer, and we had beer for days.
That's right.
I don't remember that story.
A case of root beer that exploded, right? The fridge, didn't it
yep.
freeze in the
it
fridge?
It froze and exploded, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We might have given your company a sponsorship that week, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you kind of did. We helped you out when you did the thing at Bingus Wingus, when you did your last meet and greet up here, and
right.
I was happy to be part of that. But that's not why I'm calling. I just wanted to call and say thank you for doing this.
Mm.
And I did have a question for you, Mike. So you're familiar with Ellsworth and obviously the island and Trenton. So I have a camp in Trenton and you're in Hancock, but, I don't know, a couple years ago I called and said like, hey, do you want to play Kibo? I'm wondering if you've ever played Kibo Valley for one. And two, if you haven't, do you have a favorite course in Maine?
No, I would love, two. Would you like to, well, let's play, if we get up there, and I think it's really looking more and more like we will, let's go out and play Kibo, and if you can get your info to me, what's the best way for him to get his particulars to the
Rob, why don't you
show?
Give out your personal number so he can call you?
Yeah, I want you to pick up the phone and dial 703.
No, serious answer, for Christ's sake. Come on.
We've been in contact before. Send me an email with your information. I'll make sure Mike gets it, okay?
And we'll play because I've got
I've got a
membership up at Kibo. I play Kibo's where I play.
No,
that's where I
don't.
Play.
Oh, I was a member last year.
They let you roll it over, and so I'm always looking for people to play with. That would be fantastic.
That's a
I'd
lie.
Love to play
he
with
hates
you up
people,
there.
Sir, but he'll play with
no,
you.
No, that's not true.
Actually, Mike
hey,
doesn't
Mike,
like
you're
to
not
golf.
Leaving the house. What do you think? Stop it. You're staying home with me.
Just in case this extends beyond 2020, like that offer is always good. I will send Rob an email shortly, and
yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to. That's a yes. I'd love to play.
Yeah, send booze.
Maybe
well,
wait till the morning before you send it because of spelling errors and things.
Yours or mine?
No.
Oh, snap.
Kibo, you know, as far as where I am, you know where we are up there, sir. I mean, so Kibo's the best thing going up there. So I like it, and I like the people.
What is Kibo? Played, you know, golf course?
Kibo, it's Kibo Valley.
Okay.
It's Kibo Valley, and it's a golf track that's over near Bar Harbor, and
oh,
it's
sounds
fantastic.
Beautiful. Jeez.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very,
gorgeous.
Very nice. So love to do that. We will do that. Yeah. Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you in the summer, hopefully.
Look forward.
Oh, right.
Sorry,
he's
gone.
About that. The Terminator.
Bye.
The Terminator guy.
Yeah. Yeah, the Terminator. Shannon. Sorry. That's Shannon. Shannon, are you still cranky?
No, I'm not too bad. But that was an accident.
why does she sound so far away?
Why do you sound so far away?
I don't know. Because I can't. I told Pony that I can't hear myself talking in my own headset. The send is very poor.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Just like an A, it's way too loud.
All right.
Here,
all right,
it's
all
right. way too quiet.
Okay.
So I have no gauge.
Wow, there's a lot of information being swapped.
Are you enjoying an adult beverage today, Shannon?
Yeah, I got real cranky, as you know, early on. So I was like, hey, Oscar, let me go grab a drink. And luckily, some lady was talking for a really long time, so I was good.
Is it me or is it funnier that we don't see her when she talks?
It is. What are you enjoying? Shannon, what are you enjoying for your beverage?
I've got a Tito's and La Croix key lime.
Yeah.
Nice. That sounds good.
La Croix. La Croix. Yeah.
La Croix.
La Croix.
La Croix.
Titos.
Oh, no. I got some coming in. I got to go dark.
I gotta go dark.
We gotta take a break. Sorry, we're running out of time like we always do. We got a lot more show coming.
Yeah,
and we got the bonus show. We roll over into that too. We'll take a break and come back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, Gruyere, Asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, Pecorino Romano, and Buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Maddie. How are you?
I saw her yesterday.
Well, how is she doing? I want proof of life.
Maddie, so she walked into the second floor, and I said, hola, because I thought it was a cleaning lady, Consuelo. And she, because that's usually who's there, or my wife had left.
Right.
And she goes, it's me, Maddie. I'm like, I'll stay in here. And then, so she was just picking up different gear that we had to mail out to different people. So I was just like, Maddie, wonderful. You okay? You alive? Everything okay? She goes, yeah, John and I are still together. Life is good. Thank you for doing all the heavy lifting while we're gone. And she's still doing all the socials and the video editing in the back end from home. So she's
good
working.
Stuff. Yeah. Maddie, we miss you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Drink up, Shriners. Yes, it's another Friday afternoon TMOS cocktail party, and we're glad we have you here. And the best part about it, it doesn't have to end at the conclusion of this program. No, no. Immediately following this episode, the bonus show rolls on. And if you haven't heard, anyone can watch the bonus video stream live. That means you. But after the show streams, the bonus party goes behind the paywall, so don't miss your big chance. This is free bonus content if you're just smart enough to grab it. We'll be here. Phones will still be open, so come along for the bonus ride. By the way, while you're cooped up in your house, please keep in mind that there are nearly 500 commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available to you for just pennies a day at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's good stuff, and now would be a great time to subscribe. It's your passport
to the passport.
Thank you. Port.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to kiss you.
Not surprised he's struggling. Hi, I'm Joe Namath.
Can you talk like that guy with the teeth? I love that.
You mean the rock star?
Yeah.
That's the dental implant guy down here.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He does it so well.
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. He's a rock star. Slauncher. I discovered the rock star.
Prince.
Yes. This doctor who implanted my oh-so-long teeth, he's a rock star.
I love when you refer to teeth, Mike.
He did my teeth, too.
Teeth being long, not big.
Long.
Any dental implant commercial that I have seen, the teeth are longer than the mouth.
I know.
And they talk all the same. Why do they talk the same way?
Because they have jammed these teeth into their mouth. Yeah. And it's just like,
the long size.
My name's Phil.
Like a box of Chiclets.
Here we go.
And I can eat corn on the cob.
Hey, Mike, that's the color. That's the color you need, Mike.
That's nice. That's f***ing nice.
Oh, Mike, language.
That's really nice.
And why do they all?
You
got
one
on
me. There you go. Thank you. Naturally discolored teeth.
When you see the teeth commercials on like a CNN or another network that skews older, it's always corn on the cob. Why do senior citizens focus on corn on the cob and
they
chicken?
They love corn on the cob.
They love corn.
Chicken and corn on the cob. It's like, if you can put me in a room with chicken and corn on the cob, I'll be perfectly all right.
Speaking of old people, did you see that next Wednesday, Tony Bennett is going to stream a live concert for all his fans?
By the way, I was talking about my music moment when I'm listening on these speakers today. And I will tell you something. If you want to hear one of the great live recordings of all time, it is New York State of Mind with Billy Joel and Tony Bennett at Shea Stadium. It
is so good.
The most incredible live version. It's you know what, during the bonus show,
do we get no, we'll find
do we get in trouble if I play it during the bonus show?
Okay, bonus show.
We'll play in the bonus show.
What's so cool, and this, there's the capture of that. It's really tricky to record live audio. You can do anything in a studio, but if you're in a venue like a stadium, to capture it and make it sound like you're there.
I didn't hear it until
how do you mic that? I can't imagine.
I didn't really hear it until
the whole deal is crazy.
All right, he's gotten drunk. Let's take another call.
Hold on, real quick. What, Rob, when Mike talks, you don't talk.
How about this? Oscar, just to keep things better for the listener, you don't talk at all.
Okay,
even if there's gaping silence, just shut up.
Calm down.
You know, your cheeks flush, and we know it's time that you're
yes,
your butt.
Rob. I would.
You could have
it's your right cheek.
You could do it. An audiologist would actually be able to monitor your VU level. That would your decibel level. Look at his eyes.
It's his right cheek. What? It's really red.
You're making it sound like himself.
It's like.
Oh my god!
It's the other. Yes, that one. Go.
That's the one that says. All right, whatever. Let's take another call and go on the phone.
It's rosacea.
What? No, he doesn't have rosacea.
Yeah, because it happens though.
No,
when
just general failing health.
I need fake teeth, and he has rosacea. Okay.
Yes.
What? How much wine have you had?
Now let's go on to Oscar. What's wrong with Oscar?
How many glasses have you had?
Botox.
Esmeralda wino. Let's do this.
Well, I didn't finish my bottle yet, but I'm getting there.
My bottle. Oh, it's going to be a fun bonus show, folks. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's Nickname Rick from Concord, California.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. By the way, SoCo and Cran is a pretty decent drink called a Scarlet O'Hara.
So, Southern Comfort and Cranberry. Cranberry is a great mixer for a lot of different drinks. It really is. But there's some particular drink, it's escaping me right now, that one of the main ingredients, it might be a shot too.
What
it might
it?
Be a
shot. What?
Is, wait, do they make, no, not a stinger. A stinger doesn't
have. I love buttery
stinger
nipple.
Has vodka and a lot of lime in it. I always liked SoCo with ginger ale. That was a good mix for me.
That's not bad. That's not bad. And what is Southern Comfort? Is a sweetened bourbon, isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
It, is a, it's a bourbon based cordial, I think.
Okay, all right, sir. What can we do for you in Concord, California?
Well, Nickname Rick has a word of the day for you.
A word of the day from Nickname Rick, a guy that's got his own special name, Nickname Rick. Yes, go ahead. What is the word of the day?
This one's for telephone company people, like fellow TMOS listener Gary from Reno. Speaking of CRAN, CRAN is either a 5G wireless topology or when your old lady splits.
Mike.
CRAN. There it is.
CRAN.
To answer your question.
No, I don't get it. I'm too stupid.
No, we all got it. Thank you for the call.
Mike, to answer your question, Alabama Slammer.
That's a good one.
And Alabama Slammer's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's got sweetie sweet.
And then a Southern Hurricane. That's got SoCo in it. And then we've got a Southern Comfort Manhattan that's available.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's take another phone call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Dave Smolar. I'm calling from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Smolar!
Rob, why did you feign putting a gun in your mouth and pulling the trigger?
Yeah, I had a piece of sage caught in my teeth. I was trying to get
it. I don't understand. David, Rob gave you a little gesture there that was very rude, in my opinion. It was terrible.
Yeah. Was he feigning, or what, is it going to be the real thing, or is it just feigning?
No,
I can wait.
Smolar,
depends on how the call goes, Dave.
Rob is threatened by you because you have the tenacity, and you have a lot in common with Rob. You're both creative, and you're both radiophiles, and you both have stalked an iteration of the Don and Mike Show and then the Mike O'Mara Show for the majority of your life. You're both local, so you grew up. You look at Mike as you should as a father. Figure, and you would love to work here. Rob got here, and he knows you have talent. So when you walk in the door, all casual, like he's like, "Oh no, this was me 20 years ago." So there's a lot going on there.
That is so flawed on every level. God.
Oscar got the Ray Liotta laugh for me. By the way, have you ever heard that? Anyone? Is that's my latest impression? It's the Ray Liotta laugh from Goodfellas.
That's perfect.
You may crack under pressure.
Dave, what can we do for you, my friend?
I just wanted you to know I miss you guys. I miss you every time, and I I really did. I wanted to celebrate that you Podcast Village opened a new studio. I wanted to come by and bring over a gift, and I figured it was across the street. There was a place across the street, but I didn't see any computers. There were a lot of tables and a couple of stages and some very friendly ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen around the country, David Smolar is referring to a fine establishment that's been there
forever.
Least 40 years at least, mm-hmm. Maybe 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think probably 50.
Little joint called Good Guys, a really rustic gentleman's club, an old school gentleman's club. With I think Oscar, how would you rate the talent at Good Guys? I would say it's fairly. It's not it's city talent, right?
Yeah, I would say if you're going to compare it to Las Vegas, you got a bunch of fives walking around.
Yeah, but to be fair, give the management credit because they still have three of the original dancers still working.
That's true.
And you know what? They've recovered.
I think they're still stuck to the pole.
I think. Smaller. All right, it.
This just in. Yeah. Charlie Burney says, Good Guys just celebrated their 53rd anniversary.
53rd anniversary. Fantastic. Yeah. And let me tell you about Good Guys. They have rebounded quite well from the scandal a few years back when a disgruntled patron threw like lighter fluid on one of the bouncers
and tried to set him on fire.
If you're ever in the Glover Park neighborhood, just look for the beautiful plastic wooden facing on a building and you're at Good Guys.
It really
sticks out.
Didn't we end my bachelor party at
Some people did. I ended up sitting on the curb on Wisconsin Avenue because I just didn't have the energy to go in.
I wasn't invited.
I think that was probably a good choice.
No. I think you were invited.
No, Mike, we were friends.
You guys did it. This was like 2007.
That was the night that a former producer of yours was sitting Indian style. I don't know. We're not allowed to say that anymore. Crisscross applesauce on top of a limousine driving through the city.
He went out
through the sunroof. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Who was that?
Sunny days. Good times. Fantastic.
I can't name names.
Do I have to do one more commercial before we come back?
We do have a commercial. Yes.
All right. It's commercial break time. We'll come back. Let me tell you, the gin.
Cheers.
Feeling mighty good. Hey, Dirk, great glass. I can swim in it. It's like a hot tub. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara.
Woo!
Here's what's happening at C100.
I am radio's Scott Shannon, a disc jockey officially licensed by the FCC. When I'm not daydreaming about still being on Z100, I am listening to the 6th uncensored episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show occasionally sprinkles their program with profanity to add some extra flavor. But if you want a lot of flavor, how about some candy? Some Lifesavers candy. Available in Peppermint, Wintergreen, and traditional 5 flavors.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that. Yeah. I love it when they do what we do. Thank you. That's cool. Welcome back to.
I prefer the 5 flavors.
I do too. Always did. Yeah. I mean, a good peppermint lifesaver is pretty good, though.
Hey, man. Butter rum.
Maybe.
Butter rum.
Yes.
I'll be killing for that right now.
Yeah.
Welcome back. This portion of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by.
Welcome back.
Yeah, a little alcohol gives me the fake confidence.
Liquid.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program brought to you by the TMOS T-shirt store. Yes. Great.
Yes. Yeah.
You shirts, me shirts, we all scream for T-shirts. And hoodies too. Official TMOS logo gear. Time to get yours. So you can be part of the TMOS T-shirt roll call. Thank you to the T-shirt Horton Christy Jordan. Buy as many as you can. Take a Pico at Donna Pico. Looking good, my dear. Chris Caulfield, Shad Duran, Louis Razzo, and Rob Clarkson. He's a Rob with one B, but also one T, as in T-shirt. Pro tip, did you know that Dirk is a short dagger traditionally carried by Scottish Highlanders? True. So we thank Dagger Vastrick. Oh my God, he's Dagger. Yes. For the rest of the time.
Yes.
Dagger, thanks for the glasses. Dagger Bastrick for his doppel purchase. Yes, the TMOS t-shirts and hoodies are arriving. Hop aboard the merch train. Choo-choo! If you haven't ordered yet, what are you waiting for? They are ready to be delivered right now to your front door with zero human contact. Just check the t-shirt banner at MikeOmaraShow.com, then post a pic of you flexing in your TMOS gear. Remember, every purchase spreads the TMOS message, and it helps us in our time of need. So let's do it. TMOS merchandise, the hoodie is goody, and a t-shirt won't hurt.
Great copy. Wonderful. That's awesome.
Yeah, brilliant
stuff. Really good job. Yeah.
Speaking of custom
gear. Send the
gear,
Clio to my home.
Speaking of custom gear, I think that a political prognosticator is not something I would be very, very good at. I think that I would probably... I don't think I'm really good at reading the tea leaves as far as who's going to be the person.
Hey, yeah. Kamala.
Like, did that just come in? What happened?
No, we've had that for about a year.
We've had that for a long time.
That goes back to the Chris Freights days, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
I think it does. Might have misstepped on that one, you know.
Might have. I mean, she was, you know, at first a man.
Oh, what a rollout. What a rollout. Yeah, like 20,000 people in San Francisco.
And then she showed her bum buns.
She flamed out, but, you know, I'm saving it because, you know, if...
You never know.
If Run Joe Run, you know, decides to pick her, more valuable.
I thought he had already called, Michelle Obama. The former first lady, no?
No.
That would
I don't
be
think
awesome.
So. No? Yeah, where did you hear that? Is that a, are you breaking
probably
some
on
news?
One of my Snoop sites, sorry.
Scooping or something
no,
like
it's probably
that?
A Reddit,
Todd told him.
A Reddit thread.
Yeah, right?
Oh, Todd. Mr. Moore, you're coming dangerously close.
I haven't talked to him, and I
close.
Mute him on Facebook. We're friends still.
I should mute him. It's very,
you
very
must
frustrating.
Be very good latest. Friends then.
Let's squeeze a few in before we got to get out of here in the first segment of the show. Let's go to the
question.
Thank you.
888-920-MORE. 888-920-6676. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Tom, and I'm calling from Warrenton, Virginia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why did you say I'm sorry? What? You lived in Culpeper. How are you dissing
because
Warrenton?
Because I know the area.
What?
It sucks.
No, it does not.
No.
Oh, God.
Are you aware that you're on a radio program and you've just insulted this person?
But I live there. I'm sorry.
There are some beautiful,
have I insulted you?
There are
some
beautiful places of Warrenton. Manassas, you could say the same thing, by the way. They're nice places in Manassas.
And what about Culpeper?
No.
Culpeper has the National Cemetery of our military. Come on. It's a beautiful place.
Does it really?
No, by the way, I'll take Warrenton over Manassas any day of the week.
All day.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. There's no place in Warrenton that has a fence made of bicycles.
Oh, that's long gone, Rob.
Yeah, it's long gone, Carla, but just remember, this guy's from Warrenton, and we lived in Manasswipe.
Yeah, and I lived in Culpeper, and I lived in Warrenton.
Well, hello, my Warrenton friend. What can
we
do for
you? Yeah, we're allies here. Sorry, no snobbery on our end.
You're among friends.
Well, I was calling because I found out that we have a common colleague. We started a podcast because everybody has a podcast nowadays.
Yes, so true.
And his name is Mark Reynolds, and he was telling me about the country music radio station in Herndon back in
That's a long time ago.
'80s.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that is like that's me, baby DJ. That's the first radio station. Really, technically, I dabbled at a couple of places, but that's technically the losing sleep the night before my very first commercial weekend shift. And it wasn't a country station at first. It was WOHN, and then it became WVBK, and then because of its amazing success, it became a parking lot. They actually bulldozed over the whole place. Mark, did he work there back in the day?
Yes, he was also a baby DJ way back in the day.
And did we work together? Did he work with me?
Yes, he did.
Wow. And do you have any anecdotes or fun stories? I wasn't there that long.
Well, neither was he because he changed the format of the station while the owner was gone up in New York.
Ernie Pels was the owner.
Ernest Peltz.
Ernest Peltz.
Now, is this Mark? I mean, just saying.
Go ahead, caller.
Mark. No, this is Tom Swain.
Okay, Tom, thank you.
Sure.
Tom, yeah. Tom, we're actually tracking here, except for Carla, God bless her, with that big glass. So where is your friend and what do you guys do? Does he remember Mike? Did he work together with Mike for a long time? What's the story?
Yeah, he worked with Mike from, I guess it would be 1979 to 80-something.
Sounds right. And, yeah, sounds right.
And Ernest Peltz evidently did not run the station very well.
Right.
And, yeah, he drove it into the ground, apparently, and didn't pay the employees.
Right.
And so
right.
Mark took advantage of this, and as when Ernest Peltz was gone, the only guy there was Country Phil Long. And
oh, my God, Phil Long, the old sales guy. Yeah, Phil Long. Yeah. How are you? Yeah, the sales guy, Phil Long. I remember that guy.
Well, he stuck around while Mark and a bunch of college kids changed the format from country to heavy metal.
Oh, that must have been right before it went under.
Wow.
Oh, no. So they changed the form. So this is after I was gone that they all came in and they changed the form. I never knew they went to heavy metal. I never even knew about that.
Because heavy metal really does well on AM.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I have a question for the caller, if that's okay. Caller, do you bring this same high-energy presentation to your podcast?
I try to.
Well, yeah.
God bless you.
That's awesome. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate that. That's a great last call. Thank you. We appreciate that, caller. Thank you. Nice taking that.
Great last call.
Wonderful, long, tedious, horrible trip down memory lane. Boy, what fun. That's great. Yeah, we're going to continue with another hour of this if you'd like to join us. Take a short break, and when we come back, it's more tomfoolery and hijinks, more alcohol, and your phone calls as well. And make sure you let us know what you're drinking right up front. We'd appreciate that. For Rob Spiewak, Carla O'Mara, and Oscar Santana, and Maddie Masiello, Shannon Zaballos, Sacco and Vanzetti, Donald Trump.
Oh, Bloom.
Mitch McConnell.
Don't miss Bloom.
Bloom, Bloom.
Matthew Ponyboy Bloom and his mother Glenda. All you folks make this all happen each and every day.
And all the listeners.
That's what I just said. All the people that make this happen every day. That's what I meant.
Thank you, Gracie.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
You want to say so long, everybody?
So long.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Just trying to have a little fun, folks, that's all.
Should I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.